This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And this is Yod the Dog.
There's a monster in my podcast.
We bedazzled Cthulhu.
Mm-hmm.
And now we've bedazzled Yog-Sothoth.
Yeah, here. He's turned a new leaf. He's got a new chapter in his life, got a better haircut, different outfit. He's ready to start making amends.
You may have noticed something about me, Lenny.
How did you get your haircut?
I'm solid gold. Yeah, the dag.
Yeah. So this is Brian Lumley. Although wait, Brian, is Alesia a book or a story?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. It's weird. Sorry. Okay. I just weird. I don't know. Maybe you would have known. They have not stylized the attribution on the opening passage to make it seem like it's like from a story or whatever. But like, this is a good version of Yog-Sothoth, just like there's a good version or benevolent version of Cthulhu. This thing just lives in Alesia, the homeworld of the elder gods, and kind of like is a little bit like Yog-Sothoth Prime or whatever, in that he is a door between worlds.
Yes, he also teleports.
Yes,
through you, and there's not a whole lot. I don't get a good sense of place,
right,
from this guy. Like, how would anybody interact with this fella? In a campaign, you know?
Right.
We get to know what he can do. Like, he can teleport you. He can burp golden fluid at you.
Not even that. Okay. Alternately, the Elder God may unleash bolts of golden fluid or fire.
Yeah. So he's got...
It's the real syphilis. Golden stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's both golden and fire.
Yeah.
So, you know. And he can teleport parts of you. He can corrode you.
Yeah.
Which is scary. That's good. And instead of spells any the keeper wants, it has spells as many as he wants.
which I think is
very funny. Yeah. Like, so if you're planning an adventure,
yeah,
you don't get to decide
no
what spells you have the dag has.
Yeah, I only tell the stories that want to be told. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm a medium through which Yad the dag travels. You know, some kind of geez. Piss sphere.
but like, why is it benevolent? Like, why? Like, why is there
nothing about this seems benevolent?
Why?
At all.
Why is there a good? Like, why is there a good equivalent that just lives in a place called Elysium? Like,
the good Cthulhu is funny because he looked like Cthulhu, but with tons of sparkling gems all over him. Like, he was literally the Furby from. Uncut Gems, you know. And yeah. that was pretty fun, but this is just, you know, this the Yog-Sothoth spheres, but golden. It still costs sanity to see this guy.
Yeah,
huge. It's
not,
sanity.
It's not like you're happy when he shows up.
No.
Yeah, like, it's not the Dunwich Delight. Like, that's the ice cream flavor they make there. It's delicious.
Yeah, the Dunwich hors d'oeuvres. See, that works if you spell it.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.